Welcome to Heal Your World on Heavenly World Network Blog Talk Radio. Join me, Heaven Lee, for angel guidance messages to help you embrace who you are and fearlessly create the life you desire. Visit me on intuitivespiritguide.com for your personal angel guidance reading. I write novels and children's books filled with imagination to carry you to beautiful new worlds. Endymion Oracle's Nina's Story is a romantic fantasy adventure with healing goddess magic and ancient wisdom inside. Get ready! We're traveling deep within. So open your heart to the limitless possibilities and let's make some real magic. Happy Friday. Happy Good Friday. And this is a big Happy Birthday Friday as well. Welcome to Heal Your World. It's me, Heaven Lee. I'm your host today, and you can find more goodies from me on intuitivespiritguide.com. That's my website. Today is so very special. I'm so blessed and happy that my show, I chose Friday on September 2013. I chose Friday, I think that was 13 or maybe 14, as my show day. Anyway, that's never changed. It's always been on Fridays at noon Eastern Standard Time in the U.S. of A. And I've been so privileged, blessed, and surprised at how many birthdays and special events have taken place on Friday since I've started. So if you're listening live, it's April 3rd, 2015, and we have some big happy birthdays to send out. And this show, other than birthdays, is about blessing our teens around the world, teenagers. Do you remember what it was like to be a teenager? If you are an adult now and you are struggling to relate to a teen in your life, think about what you felt like as a teenager. Instead of thinking about all the rules that were thrown at you, and now you're adult, you have to follow that same pattern and throw all those same rules at them. No. No, you don't. Whenever I go into rule mode and start thinking about, well, let's, you know, it's so subconscious. It's like a well-worn track that we think we have to speed around because we're used to it. Hey, I am one to tell you, get off that well-worn, beaten track if it's not leading you where you want to be. And if it's not leading you where you want to be, if you have a really tumultuous, that's a good word, relationship with a teenager in your life, then maybe that's not the thing to be telling them what your mother told you, what her mother told her. Where did they get that from? You know, if it's not working, change it. That is my motto. And I'm lovingly offering that to you for whatever that means to you. What was it like when you were a teenager? How did you feel? If you were anything like me, I felt scared. scared the out of me. Turning 13, that transition from 12 to 13, something magical happens. If everyone around you is supportive and loving, oh, that's beautiful. And I did have supporting and loving people as well. And sometimes you have to look outside of your immediate family to find that. I had, and still do, thankfully, so grateful for her, an aunt Mary, who was just such a beautiful spirit for me. It made me feel like I was important, like I was okay, like I was so very loved no matter what goofy thing I did, no matter how I wanted to get my hair cut because I thought that would be cool, or what weird shoes I thought, oh, those are cool, I'll wear those. Kids at school didn't treat me so nice about that. But I could always count on my Aunt Mary to love me no matter what goofy thing I did to try to be cool. But from 12 to 13, wow. Wow. And 13 through 19, a lot of things to experience, a lot of things to go through. And so today we are sending blessings. And just two nights ago, I was able to take my daughter to see Fleetwood Mac. Oh, my gosh, Stevie Nicks. Mick Fleetwood, he is the magical Mad Hatter himself. Christine McVie is back with them, and Lindsey Buckingham. They're just powerhouses, and together, all together again, it was a historic concert. And a historic tour. So if you get a chance to see them while they're on tour, please do. It just took me back to my teen years. And I was listening to all those gorgeous songs, all those beautiful, inspirational, spiritual offerings. Rhiannon, Dreams by Stevie Nicks. Landslide, very favorite. The Changes that we go through. And I just was so swept up in that when they did an encore song, Don't Stop Thinking About Tomorrow. It just took me back, zoomed me back to being a teenager and thinking, today is crap. But I still have hope. There's always tomorrow. And in my best Vivian Lee voice, I would try to keep dreaming. Keep going, take that next step, one foot in front of the other. It will be okay. And so I have blessings, and I know you have blessings out there for teens. That's what we're doing today. So, quite a jump into the teen years. And I want you as adults to remember how you felt starting high school. The whole lockers thing, that actually started in junior high or middle school. And everybody telling you to prepare for the real world. I know going through this with my kids, they would come home and be like, oh, Mom, I think I did okay at school. But they keep telling me, you're not ready for the real world. Well, what about what you teens listening to my voice here, what about what you can create in the world to make it your real world instead of being so terrified about what the adults have created? You're coming up in your time of the world now, and I bless you to make the real world what you want to live in, and we support you in this. Go for your dreams, change it up. That's why you're here. You can do things your way. You don't have to fit in to everything we've made. In fact, please don't. Be you. Be yourself. As Robin Williams so beautifully said in the movie Aladdin, as the genie who turned into a bee, be yourself. We love you and we bless you to be just that. Your dreams are worth going for, and you don't have to worry about trying to fit in. Come into your own power. Feel your power. And go for those dreams. You know, there are many people with dreams who were born on this day. If you're listening live, it is April 3rd. Doris Kappelhoff. She started off with a wonderful dream. She wanted to be a successful singer. And she did that and much, more, giving us beautiful music and wonderful movies as Doris Day. It's her birthday today. She's 90. Happy birthday, Doris Day. One of my favorite singers, actresses. I love her. I love her movies. I love her so much. And now there are songs about her. Actually, that was back in the 80s. There's a song about her that was my favorite line in it. And I bet she never dreamed that she'd be mentioned in Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go, but there she is. She's making the sun shine bright. Remember that line? She's done amazing things for animal rights and wonderful things to bless this planet. So happy birthday, Doris. Beautiful day. And I have her songs on my iPod, I am proud to say. Love you, Doris. Who else? Who else was born on April 3rd? Marlon Brando. Stella! Nobody, no one will ever, including me, I know that was bad, nobody ever will say that name like he did. Happy birthday to your beautiful spirit, Marlon Brando. He didn't start out as one of the greatest actors of our time. He started out as a baby, and he grew up through his teen years. And who knows how awkward and unsure of himself he felt back then. And he had goals and he had dreams, just like we all do. But he felt that he was only good at one thing. And you know what he did? He made the most of that one thing. He was born on April 3rd, 1924, in the Midwest, in Omaha, Nebraska. And he showed us many brilliant characters from many walks of life. And, as I said before, nobody can say Stella the way he did. The Godfather is like, it's one of the favorite movies around here. It's something I think we watch about annually, every year. It's just amazing. I love Streetcar. I love Vivien Leigh. And Kim Hunter, they're just wonderful. And Carl Malden, that's an amazing movie. So that's one of my favorites with him. You know, he dreamed it, and he worked at it, and he created his magical life. And look, the gifts that he gave to us, because he dreamed. I have a caller. I just get going sharing things with you, and I need to keep looking at my callers here. So thank you for calling in. Anybody want to call in and wish anybody a happy birthday? And we've got a very, very, very special one coming up April 3rd today. So I'm going to take my first caller. Happy Friday. You are on Heal Your World. Welcome.
Well, this is Mary Bosque. I want to wish everybody whose birthday is today a very happy birthday.
Oh, thank you so much. Mary, it's so wonderful to hear your voice. I was just talking about my very special, beautiful Aunt Mary. So
yeah.
Mary is a very special name for me. And I am just wishing you so much love. And thank you for calling in. So much healing to you. You're such a special friend. And I see your name on Facebook a lot, and I appreciate that so much. And I send you so much healing and love. And I know you're calling in to give blessings to our teens and to Paris Jackson,
yeah,
whose birthday it is today. And she is 17. I still remember hearing about her birth and seeing the pictures when she was just a baby. So time has flown so fast.
Yeah, time does go fast.
It does. We're so grateful for her, and thank you for calling in and sending her so much love today. And I want to give you a special blessing, too. And in honor of teens, I am working with the Oracle of the Shape Shifters today. And this is by Lucy Cavendish. It's very magical oracle deck, and the artwork is by Jasmine Beckett Griffith. She does this really gorgeous artwork with the people with the big, beautiful eyes. And that makes sense for Paris as well. She has those big, beautiful blue eyes. So, Paris, we just send you so many birthday blessings. And, Mary, I am shuffling through the deck and coming to a beautiful one for you. This is very meaningful. The Golden Phoenix. Something you thought finished bursts back into life. This is all about a new start. A new start and healing and coming back better than ever. And that is your blessing today, Mary. And I thank you so much for calling in.
And I thank you, too, for all you do.
You're very, very welcome. Is there anything else you'd like to say today? You have the floor.
No, just besides wishing everybody a happy birthday, just you woke up, it's a beautiful day.
It is. Yes. I'm in Colorado. What state are you in again?
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. It actually snowed here last night. How's the weather there?
Well, the sun's trying to come out.
Yes. Blessings to the sun. Come on out. Well, thank you so much for calling in, and I love you so very much. And you will rise even stronger, even better than ever. Golden Phoenix. That's your mascot today, and that's your blessing today. And have a wonderful weekend, Mary, and I love you so much.
I love everybody, too. So
thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye for now. Call again sometime. Bye. Thank you so much for calling in, Mary. That's such a beautiful gift that we know that about ourselves, that no matter what we're going through, no matter what physical challenges we're having, we can come back better than ever. Nothing can break us. Nothing can break our spirit, no matter what we go through, no matter what. You know, some people think that death is it. If any of you have lost people that you love so very much, you can feel them with you. They are still with you. Spirit is alive, more alive than we are, because spirit is forever. So if you understand that, more alive than our physical bodies are right now, your spirit inside you never dies. That's what's alive. That's your life. So when someone very close to you passes, they're still with you. Their spirit is still very much alive. And that's so important. When we're young and we lose someone extremely close to us, that is devastating, very difficult. I was 11 when I lost my grandmother. And she, you know, that dear Aunt Mary, she was my dear Aunt Mary's mother and my dad's mother. And she was like a mother to me, and her spirit still mothers me and cares for me. And I feel her. I feel her with me. Everyone out there listening, those you have lost and those you have loved so deeply, they're still with you. So talk to them. You can talk to them. Know that. And you're not crazy for doing that, because they can hear you. Your spirit communes with their spirit. And this weekend is so much about spirit. Happy, happy Easter to everyone. Oh, so much love. So much love. Tap into it. It's your power. You're made of it. That's you. You are love. So today, our focus is blessing our teens around the world to feel their power and to go for their dreams. And callers, if you'd like to call in here and bless a wonderful teen in your life, our number here is 646-716-7684. And we wish a most beautiful and happy birthday to Ms. Paris Jackson, who is 17 today. And I have an angel blessing for her from, it's like my little pink Bible. It's Angel Numbers by Doreen Virtue. It's thicker than a pocket-sized book, but it's small enough to just hold in your hand, and hold between your hands like a sandwich. It's a beautiful little book with angel guidance numbers. And anybody that knows me knows I'm totally into the numbers. So in America, we would write April 3rd as 4-3, fourth month, third day. So looking at angel guidance number 403 for Paris, I remember that when her dad, videotaping her and her brothers, he asked her what would she like to be and do when she grew up. And she said that she wanted to feed and help the hungry. And she's thought about, you know, going into healthcare and helping people in that way. Well, here's your blessing, Paris, from the angel numbers. All of heaven is with you, including the Creator, ascended masters, archangels, and angels. All of heaven is with you. Give all your concerns, your hopes, and desires to them for healing and manifestation. Manifestation. You hear that a lot in the spirit guidance world. What does that mean? How do you manifest? What that means is knowing your power, feeling your power, creating your life. Think about it. Dream it. Think about what you want. Believe that it can happen. And go for that dream. And ask for help. You know? Ask people that you trust. And I pray for people you can trust to come around you, to stand beside you, to be there for you. That's your angel numbers blessing, Paris, and all you teenagers. Mary, another Mary, Mary Chapman Arts, I see in chat room today. And she says, I was 13 when I lost my grandfather, and he was my real father. Yes. Devastating, she says. Yes. I fully, deeply understand that. And she said, nobody said they are still there in spirit at that time. You didn't know that. And she said that she wishes that they had. Mary, I share that with you. I was in a place at that time when that was the furthest from any guidance that I got. But I had dreams with my grandmother when I was 11. I had these amazing dreams, and she was right there with me. I felt her. I spoke with her. She talked with me. She embraced me, and I felt it. And yet, what was being taught to me at the church I was in at that time was that, and this is, it takes a lot more faith to believe this. I was told by the ministry there that when you die, God basically takes your spirit and puts it back on his, like a tape recorder of some kind, but you're dead. You're dead, you have no consciousness, and you're basically in God's library somewhere on a little tape. That's ridiculous. I mean, that takes a lot more faith. That's quite more, I consider, more of a stretch than what I feel to be true now. And when you look for it, there are signs all around, beautiful signs. I particularly love numbers. And on this recent trip with my daughter to Denver, because we're in Colorado, we're in northern Colorado, and we had to travel a bit south to get to Denver to the Fleetwood Mac concert to see Stevie Nicks, who has been an inspiration for me in my life since I was a teenager. And all along the way in on license plates, I would see 439, 439, 439. Boo! It was everywhere. Well, my father was born in April, the year 1939. So when I see 439, it's like, hi, Dad! But it was just jumping out everywhere. And when you see a particular number, and it could be just that, and Mary, you're in England, you're in the UK, the cool way to say England, right? Britain. In the UK, which covers a lot of ground, I know, that is where you have the day first and then the month. So I was speaking month and then year. But if we're doing UK style, then it's the third day of the fourth month. So it would be three and then the four. Yes? Did I get that right? Oh, gosh. I love you so much, Mary. Thank you for being in my chat room. And yes, it is lovely that we have dreams. We have, Mary saying it's lovely that you had that. We have dreams, we have guidance, we have signs. And unless people tell us it's wrong, I mean, of all things, here's what I was told, that if you see a spirit or you feel a spirit or you dream of a spirit, that that's demons impersonating your loved one, so don't pay attention to it. And I say, bullshit. Okay, there, I said it. All right, time to take another call. It's Blessings Day for teens, so let's get into the good stuff. Happy Friday. How are you doing this fine Friday? Hello, are you there? Welcome to Heal Your World. Well, if your call got dropped somehow, please call back, because I'm not hearing anybody right now, but I would love to give you a blessing. So call back or talk to me in chat, and I will bless you happily. Oh, I'm the middle woman. It's the angels that send blessings. And today, our focus is especially on our teens and sending them courage and strength to make it in this sometimes not so nice, not so accommodating, not so supportive world for them. Mary, you're very welcome. She says that she sees 625 and 829 a lot. That is Ascension Day, 625 representing June 25th, Ascension Day for Paris's daddy, Michael Jackson, and 829 is his birthday in 1958. So thank you for mentioning that, Mary. I do too. In fact, I remember the first time, it was very soon after the memorial service, and I was going shopping for groceries, and I saw one car came out into my lane right in front of me, and it was 829, and then another car right behind that was 625, and that's the time when things really started happening, where just a lot of things surrounding Michael and his birthday, and he's just such a powerful force for love and good in this world. And I bless his children. Carry on that love and goodness, that kindness, and that tremendous courage that he had in the face of all kinds of bullshit. I just bless you to carry on the beauty that is your father. And his spirit is with you always, always, always. I'm going to take a little break here, and we'll be right back on Heal Your World. Angel guidance readings take you on a loving journey filled with messages that your angels and spirit guides long to share with you. You'll discover wisdom to help you with real-life issues. Spirit is showing you every day that you are love and you are so very loved. You can find angel guidance at intuitivespiritguide.com. Welcome back. This is Heal Your World, and you're creating that. You are healing your world right this very minute. Every kind thought that you have, every time you smile at somebody, you're sending healing into the world. It's not hard. It's not difficult. You don't have to build a hospital. Not all of us have money to do that. So smile, love, give kindness to people, them. What's a blessing to someone? You know, you can see someone walking past you in the grocery store and she's wearing a beautiful color on her. And just tell her that. That's a beautiful color on you. You look really nice. That is a blessing, and that is sending healing into the world. And that is so easy to do. Someone's giving you a dirty look. Maybe they've had a rotten day. You don't know what they're going through. Instead of taking it personally and looking away or giving them a dirty look right back, smile. You're sending healing into the world every time you do that. And it's so easy. It's just a way of thinking and then reminding yourself. Today, I asked in our event for today in sending blessings to our teenagers. I asked if anyone had anyone specific or if they would just like to send blessings to all teenagers. And there were several people in the group that signed up to send blessings to all teenagers. And so we do that with all our hearts. And I did have some specific people mentioned. So blessings today to Paul Joseph. And since you were specifically mentioned, Paul, PJ, I like that. I'm going to card especially for you to help you, to encourage you, to help you go for your dreams and know that it's totally possible. And yes, you're the creator. To feel your power, no matter how down you feel. We're with you and we love you. And things can get better, much better. So don't give up. You're here for a reason. You're a blessing to this world, Paul Joseph. Don't forget that. You're a blessing to this world. Today it says two kittens is the blessing here. And it's this cute girl with those big blue eyes, the artist here for this deck. It's Oracle of the Shapeshifters. And you really do, we, as people, you know, we're babies, we're toddlers, we're cute little kids. And then we shift to teenagers, sweet, bright, confused, awkward sometimes. And then we move into our adult years. We're shapeshifters. We do a lot of shifting. Think about it. You know, we don't ever stay the same. We evolve every day. So you must choose is this card. And it's two kittens. This girl is holding two cats, one under each arm. And this symbolizes choices in life. And oftentimes we're just like, well, can we just make everybody happy? No. And you don't have to. You choose. And you choose what you want. And there's a great song my dad used to play a lot by Rick Nelson. It's called Garden Party. No, you can't please everyone. So you have to please yourself and trust your heart and trust what you deep down really want in life. That's our blessing to you today, Paul Joseph. And listen, listen to wise people that you respect. And it may be inside or outside of your family, maybe a teacher. You know, it may be your mom. It may be your dad. It may be an older brother or sister who's gone through a similar thing. So listen. Keep your eyes and ears open, and you will find answers that you need. But always remember, you're here for a very special purpose. And we need you. And we thank you for being here. So that's your blessing for today. And have a good weekend, okay? I want to send out blessings to my two kids, my two blessings. Chandler, who actually is still a teenager, and he'll be 17 next month in May 18th. And my daughter, Jasmine, who's not a teenager anymore, but hey, I want to thank her for getting through those crazy teen years and hanging in there with everything. And she's She's one of my very best friends, and so is Chandler. I just count them as the biggest blessings in my life. And when we look at teenagers and our kids as blessings in our lives, it can help us through the rough spots when we feel like we can't get through to them. Listen more. Listen. Seriously. Listen more to them. So with that in mind, and listening to children's needs, Carrie from Canada, she works with teens all the time. And she said, well, I have so many names to give that I couldn't even begin to name them all. So blessings on all of the teens that you work with, Carrie. And thank you for your work. You're such a loving, dear person, such a beautiful poet and writer. I bless you to keep doing that and encouraging and loving teens with your beautiful poetic words, as well as the work that you do for them. Thank you so much. Also, dear to my heart is World Child Cancer, and I've been working with them for, over a year now. And I thank you so much for Leanne Fickus, who is their operations manager there. And you can go to worldchildcancer.us. We can do it together. I've created an ongoing fundraiser through Razoo and Heal Your World for Children books. And you can find those on Amazon.com. And many children in Duluth, Minnesota, and other parts of Minnesota participated in this book. And a couple weeks ago, actually in Duluth, and a large church there, they participated in a fundraiser at their church, actually drew the drawings. Some of them were at the church, and they participated in personally autographing their drawings in the books and selling them, the Heal Your World for Children books, to members of their congregation to raise money for World Child Cancer. So how great is that? I thank you so much. And this is a great way to help. And I'm just so very proud of you guys, all of the artists that participated. And thank you so very much to Jude Ling for coordinating this wonderful event. And her friend, Inga, or Ing, I'm not sure how to pronounce her name, but just lovely, beautiful ladies. So thank you so much. And they're going strong, and they just ordered 30 more books. They sold the first 20 really quickly. So they're going to keep doing this for charity. And just thank you so much. Anyone who wants to do that, you can contact me through intuitivespiritguide.com, and I will send you the books. I will ship you the books at my cost. All of these books, every sale is 100% for children's charities. So that's how that goes. And it's just a beautiful book. Children all over the world have contributed their artwork. So we have children from France, from Uganda. A little 4-year-old girl from Slovakia has her drawing in there. Thank you to Lily Wonderland from Slovakia, who put that together, from the Netherlands. So I'm just hoping that the next volume, volume 2, will have even more countries represented. And of course, yeah, U.S. will have even more countries represented in the next book. So like our page on Facebook. It's Heal Your World for Children. And for more information on how your young artist can be in this book or our future book, keeping with our theme today, Heal Your World for Teens, also in the works. The Heal Your World series will include themes for artists bringing out their inner child. And we're going to have so many more volumes speaking to healing our world with many themes, and they will all be 100% for charities. So this is one of my favorite, close to my heart, projects that I'm working on with so many friends, so much help and input and artists. So if you're interested in doing that as a teen, if you're interested in telling your story. How could you make the world a better place? What do you want to do? How would you use your creativity, your dreams to make this world better? Do you like to draw? Do you like to write poems about this? Get in touch with me, and you can be in one of these books. I would love that. I would love you to be part of that, for your spirit and your ideas and your dreams to be in one of these books. So again, intuitivespiritguide.com. And my email, direct email, is heaven@intuitivespiritguide.com. So let me know. I would love for you to be part of this. So many exciting things coming. So many wonderful things. Thank you guys so much for calling in. We don't have too many callers today, but I see my friends in chat. Thank you for being in chat. And these shows go on and on and on. So if you're hearing this several days or weeks or months later, this book project for Heal Your World Books is an ongoing project. So you can still get in touch with me. There's still time. I envision it like the chicken soup books, you know, chicken soup for when my daughter was in elementary school, she got chicken soup for the mother's soul. It was actually something she saved up these points like they do sometimes in school. She saved up all these points, and she had enough to save it for something really special. And she came home with it, and she was so proud and happy, and I'm making myself cry. Anyway, our children are our joy, and they love us so much. So don't forget that when they're teenagers and they're going through confusing times and a lot of struggle within and trying to fit in. Don't forget, they were your little babies, and help them through those rough times. Sometimes you just need to give them space and leave them alone when they say, leave me alone, and not take that personally. It's okay. They'll come back around. Make sure that they're doing okay, but trust them if they say they need some space. And always be there when they need someone to talk to. And support them and believe them. If they're saying, you know, somebody at school is really giving them a bad time, believe them. And listen to them. Bullying is one of the toughest things to go through. I know, having gone through it, I remember exactly how it felt. And they need your encouragement. They don't need a lot of questions. What did you do? Did you start it? No, they don't need that. They need you to listen and trust them. And you can learn from them. Did you know that? We can learn from our teens. I have a special poem here from the Angel Michael Oracle's book. And this is a special blessing for Paris. This one is for self-esteem. I have the self-esteem card there, the illustration in the book on page 56, and it's saying, take time to pamper yourself. You deserve it. At 17, gosh, I still remember 17. That was a good year that was full of lessons, learning how to be myself. And kind of coming into the person that I wanted to be, seeing that, gosh, my parents didn't have all the answers. They didn't know everything. And it was okay for me to figure some things out by myself and have my own opinions. And that was just fine. We need their opinions, the teens of the world. We need to listen to them. This special poem is for Paris, and it's entitled Daddy's Little Girl. Then she looked at me with those big sad eyes, and I melted there. No more alibis. Is he really gone? He was my whole world. Will he still remember his little girl? And I looked at her, just a spirit's gaze. She could always hear what my heart would say. So invisible, just what does she see? I can't hide my love. It's eternity. She's my baby. She's my heart and soul. So far from me, yet she always knows. She's my princess. Sure as day meets night, she's my starlight on an endless flight. She holds my soul in her hand, and though she doubts, she understands. I'm the one who calms her fears. She's my sunshine. She's my earth and sky. She's the one light I can see love by. She's an ocean drowning all my pain, pure emotion, rainbows in my rain. She holds my heart in her hand, and though she doubts, she understands. I'm the one who dries her tears. So I whispered low to her heart of hearts, this is where love goes whenever we part. I live on in you. You live on in me. Never doubt my love. This was meant to be. As she turned to go, I could see her cry, and I promised her I would never lie. Where forever is, that's where we will be. She could hear my heart. I know she believes. She's my baby. She's my heart and soul. So far from me, yet she always knows. She's my princess. Sure as day meets night, she's my starlight on an endless flight. She holds my soul in her hand, and though she doubts, she understands. I'm the one who calms her fears. She's my sunshine. She's my earth and sky. She's the one light I can see love by. She's an ocean drowning all my pain, pure emotion, rainbows in my rain. She holds my heart in her hand, and though she doubts, she understands. I'm the one who dries her tears. She's my baby. She must understand how she saved me with her tiny hands, for she knows me through and through. She told you. Love you, baby girl, forever and evermore. And that's from Angel Michael Oracles. Emotional. Emotion. That's what we feel for our children. We love them. We love them deeply. Thank you so much for listening to me today. Thank you for Mary for calling in. Thank you for Mary. It's just a Mary day. Thank you for the other people there. Naya Song in chat room. Thank you so much for joining us. Gosh, what more is there to say about our teenagers? What more is there that we can do to bless them? I hope it's not a statement that people don't care that much about our teens, that there aren't very many callers today. I hope it's just, this is the way it's meant to be. This is the way this show is meant to go. But we love you. I love you. Find people you can trust. And I'll do this again, and I'll ask again for blessings for teenagers. We do have very many blessings, very many happy birthdays from friends of Facebook. And so I would like to read some of these. From Polly to Paris Jackson today on April 3rd, 2015. Polly says, happy birthday, love. And a happy birthday from Phyllis and Froggy and Santana and Olga, and Tanya Ramona, and Jude. Trudy says, happy birthday, sweet Paris. Ernalyn says, wishing you more birthdays to come, good health and happiness. Christine says, happy birthday, Paris. Inez says, happy birthday with a big heart. Roxanne says, happy birthday. May all your wishes and dreams come true. That's a good one. Our wishes and our dreams from the time we're teenagers to the time we're adults. And no matter how old you are today, I'm sending you very special blessings. To teenagers who feel alone, Oracle of the Shapeshifters, here's your blessing. Oh, I've gotten this card before for myself. I love these cards personally, too. This one is the unending sadness of looking back, endless regret, obsessive grief, replaying the past, and negative nostalgia. Oh, we can fall into that. We absolutely can, and we absolutely do. And there is nothing wrong about feeling sad, feeling depressed. It's part of what we go through as humans. It's part of missing those who are in the spirit realm now. They're still with us. They're very much alive. They're very much present. They're very much concerned and blessing our lives. But we go back and we think about when we were really with them in the physical, and we miss them and we feel sad. And that's okay to honor that. Honor how you feel. And if anybody's telling you, snap out of it, stop being sad. No, you honor that. You honor your feelings. There's nothing wrong with that. In fact, the sooner you honor that and you take the time to be sad and honor your feelings, honor how you miss that person, you can go on and you can be happy and you can know that it's okay. It's when people are trying to make you feel guilty for feeling sad that actually makes you feel worse. So they need to shutty. They do. It's okay to feel sad. Honor that and go on. Honor that and look at, well, what else can I do? What can I do with my life? What difference can I make in the world my way? And bless somebody. Smile. Listen to somebody else's problems. Let somebody else cry on your shoulder. And you'll learn how to be strong. And you'll learn what it means to be in this temporary physical lifetime. Why you came, you have a special reason to be here. And to be you. And thank you for being here. You're important. So don't stay in the sadness. Don't just sit there and stay there, because then you don't get anything done and you don't have any fun. And we love to see you smile and have fun. So that's your blessing. Teenagers out there who feel alone, like you're the only one. Says, you know, maybe your friends are making you feel like you don't fit in with them, you don't go along with them, and they're pressuring you to do things you really don't want to do. Here's a blessing for you. This one, she's so cute. Miss Spiderweb, consider your alliances. Make new connections. I just heard something about this the other day, and, you know, we always need to recheck who our friends are. Are they good for us? Are they uplifting us? Are they helping us have good ideas? Are they supporting our dreams? Are they tearing us down? Are they telling us, you'll never be able to do that? Just come smoke some stuff with me for a while, forget all about it. And I'm not talking against anything. I'm not. People will do what they do. And any adults that lecture you while they're having their three martinis and saying, oh, you shouldn't smoke that stuff, you know, they've still got their thing going on. So they need to look in the mirror before they tell you what to do or not do. But what I'm talking about is friends who are trying to drag you down and who are taking you away from your goals. Write your goals down and find friends that come up to your standards and listen to your heart and do what you want to do. And it's okay if you just have one good friend or you don't have any friends for a while. Stand up for you and do what you want to do. And don't let people take you away from your dreams. Just don't let them. That's my blessing for you. And I'm blessing you to have wonderful friends that support you and uplift you and speak to your dreams. Where do we get our dreams? First, sometimes when we're really little, we look up in the night sky and we wish on that star. And I bless you to remember how that felt, to feel that everything is possible because it is. You are beauty and eternity within. You are love, and you are so very loved. Do not forget tonight. This is my homework for you. Whether you're 2 or 92 or 90 today, like Doris Day, who's making the sun shine brighter. We love you. Don't forget to wish on those stars. You upon a star makes no difference who you are. Anything your heart desires can come to you. Your dream, no request is too extreme. When you want a star as dreamers,
tell me what your wishes are for your birthday. What would you like to see happen?
My dad.
In your life. What do you want?
I do what you do.
What do I do?
You dance with me.
That's what you want to do? Really?
Request is too extreme.